My colleague François Carrier spoke to the MP for the Pontiac, William Amos, about a post he made on his Facebook page concerning vaccinations in Quebec. Here is the interview between MP William Amos and François Carrier.
William Amos, what did you want to express in your Facebook page?
Well, I just wanted to be really clear that in my role as Parliamentary Secretary for Science, and not just as in my role as MP for Pontiac, that I think it's incredibly important that the vaccination protocols that are implemented by every province, including Quebec, that they follow the best available science and the expert advice that we are getting. And in particular, that the second doses of the vaccines, whether it's the Pfizer vaccine or the Moderna vaccine or others to come, that the protocols be followed in terms of the time lag between the first and second doses. What I think needs to be said is that the best expert advice Canada has from our National Immunization Task Force is that a delay of no more than 6 weeks between the first and second doses ought to occur. And so that's I wanted to encourage the government of Quebec to rely on that science and to reconsider an approach that seeks to maximize the number of people who are getting the first dose while delaying to up to 12 weeks the second dose. So I just thought that it was important to put out there, given my role as Parliamentary Secretary for Science, I have regular contact with Canada's Chief Science Advisor, regular phone calls. I'm exposed and have regard for the expert advice provided by the Immunization Task Force. And so I just think that it's really important that this public discussion occur. And I know there are good conversations happening between our governments, between the federal and provincial governments on this issue. I'm just wanting to make sure that the science of the matter is well understood.
So you want the decision to be based on the expert, if I understand.
That's correct. I mean, this is not I'm not taking a political position here. I don't think I'm taking what I understand to be a science-based position. Just the other day in the Globe and Mail, there was an article written by three of Canada's top experts, including Alan Bernstein, the CEO of the Canada Institute for Advanced Research, and a Canada Research Chair in Law and Medicine, Bartha Knoppers at McGill, and they were saying very clearly that it is not appropriate and not recommended to wait for the second dose any more than 6 weeks. And I think that it's clear that the Health Canada approval of this vaccine was made with the evidence from the phase 1, 2, and 3 studies in mind. And those studies were premised on specific time lag between the first and second dose. And so I just think that it's, based on, we want to be delivering vaccines in a fashion that is consistent with the vaccine manufacturer's own approval processes. We want to be doing it in a manner that's consistent with Health Canada's own regulatory approval process. We want to be following the best science advice.
I read some articles about you during the holidays, and you insist a lot on vaccination. Why?
Well, I think that it goes without saying that it is important for Canadians to get vaccinated from this deadly virus. The Health Canada regulatory process has been followed scrupulously. And we have confirmed that these vaccines that are being approved are safe. There are only two that have been approved so far. There will be others that are considered by Health Canada, and when and if they're deemed to be safe and secure, they will be approved as well. So no Canadian is going to be put in any dangerous situation. We know that Canadians need to get vaccinated in order to get past this COVID-19 pandemic, and we need Canadians to have confidence that they can help the entire country achieve herd immunity. But that can only happen if a critical mass of Canadians gets vaccinated. And we all know that the most vulnerable in our society, including our seniors, those with medical preconditions, they need Canadians to get vaccinated so that we can protect our entire country. So I think that it goes without saying that this is it's important for Canadians to get vaccinated. We can have confidence in the Health Canada vaccine approval process. And now is the time to continue to rely on the best scientific advice that we have in order to ensure that the vaccine protocols are properly put in place.
William Amos, thank you.
Thank you very much, François. Have a great day.